And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, A new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. That which gets old, you know, people talk about the old stuff as being, you know, they're eternal, the eternal laws of God. The eternal laws of God are written not in stone, because stone wears away. They are written in the heart of God. They come from his judgment within himself. What is good, what is appropriate, what is decent, what is acceptable to him. And so he writes in us, under the new covenant, what is right, and what is good, and what is acceptable into our hearts. Now does that mean, again, you got to understand, the old covenant, it was written in stone. Thou shalt not kill. On a stone tablet, you will do no murder. Now, some people seem to think that the idea of writing it in your heart is simply that those commandments continue. But now they're in our heart instead of on stone. So, what's that mean then? I ask. Because it means something. And I mean, what does it signify? How does that work? Is it just that now I remember? Thou shalt not kill. I already knew that. And if I didn't know it from the commandment, I knew it by my conscience. So that would be nothing, there would be nothing new about this, if that's what he meant. Merely, I will cause you to memorize my commandments and my laws. It's not about memorization. You know, the heart is the most deceitful organ of the body. Who can tell it? I, the Lord, this is also from Jeremiah, earlier in the book, in the first few chapters, I forget exactly where. But I, the Lord, try the reins, I try the heart. The Lord gives us a true change of heart by writing his laws in our hearts. And I said this last time, it means not to remember. That would be, you know, write their laws in their minds. Yeah, okay. Put my laws into their minds. But in what sense? Not merely to remember, but to obey. That the obedience of the law would be written into us. And if that isn't revealed by Jeremiah 31, it is certainly revealed in the New Testament to give us this heart of obedience. This heart of faith, you know, that his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. His divine power gives us these things. So that my heart, it doesn't say, thou shalt not kill. In my heart, you know what the law of God says? I will not kill. And the law of God in my heart does not say, thou shalt not commit adultery. It says, I will not commit adultery. Because it is the heart of obedience. And the law is still true and right. You shouldn't kill. But when it's written in my heart, I know it. Not as a, I shouldn't do that. No. But it's, I wouldn't do that. That is a change. That is the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. Because if it was just memorization, then there would be no difference between the old and the new covenant. Whether it's written on tablets and I remember it, remembering it isn't the same as having it written there, an indelible marking. And like I said, his laws are not the old laws, it's the new law. It's the law of Christ. And his laws are written there not in the form of commandments of prohibition, but in the form of help, in the form of deliverance, in the form of salvation. Not in forms that would, I mean, what I'd rather have the commandment on the stone than in my heart if all it's going to do is tell me, oh, you did wrong. Oh, you messed up again. Oh, you did it again. Oh, you did it again. What good is that? How is that a better covenant established on better promises? What's the better promise about that? What's so great about that? Well, now, you know, every time you do something wrong, you'll know right away. So that's what it means to truly have his laws written in your hearts. And you, if you're wondering, well, Paul, where do you get that exactly? It is a summation of everything written in the New Testament. You can read it throughout the New Testament in many places. You know, I just did 2 Corinthians. My mind runs to things we studied in 2 Corinthians. I think of things in Titus 2. We should live righteously, holy, and godly in this present world, you know, soberly. Denying ungodliness and worldly lust. There's a certain way we want to live in this world. 1 John 3, you know, he that commits sin is of the devil. I don't want to be of the devil, do you? Well, then we can't commit sin. What about Jesus said, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I don't want to serve sin. I want to serve the living God. I want to serve Christ. I don't want to serve sin. And if I commit sin, I serve it. It means every sin you commit is reaffirming your servitude and your slavery to sin. We need to be freed from that. That is the new covenant. Every time they would go to make those sacrifices, they were reaffirming in the old covenant that we are still in bondage to sin. We have not been delivered from sin. God delivered them from Pharaoh, but he had not delivered them from their sinful nature. In Christ, there is a new nature we must put on, one that shuns sin. It doesn't mean the moment you believe, you're instantly never going to sin again. What it means is you are now on the road whereby you will see sin and iniquity being stripped from your life. Or you should expect to. As Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, if these things are in you and abound, you shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Christ. Therefore, be diligent and use speed. Make your calling and election sure. Do these things. If we find ourselves doing righteousness, turning from iniquity, then we know God has chosen us. God has called us. We can be sure of it. Because we know that by power of man and by man's will, such things are impossible. I know. Because I've tried to overcome a lot of things with willpower, and it has not worked. It hasn't worked out too good for me.